direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight, and at least in the first hour, you're about to meet a fascinating woman, and I promise not to hog her the entire hour because, as promised, what she can intuit is unbelievable, and already I've got people lining up. But if you don't know about Julie Ryan, and I've talked quite a bit about her, actually, because in some ways she was initially a disappointment. Well, when you think that I'm looking for things on YouTube that are interesting enough to hold my attention so my mind doesn't wander as I drift off to sleep, but boring enough so that I don't get engrossed and don't sleep. Well, Julie's not boring. Yes, robbed me of much sleep and every bit of it was worth it. And when I was talking to her the other day off the air, and a fascinating conversation, and John even said, have her on. I said, absolutely. And I was thrilled that she would join us. Now, if you go to Raleigh.net, Raleigh.net, you'll see all the links, Julie's website and Facebook and all the social media, Instagram, Twitter, you know, TikTok, LinkedIn, and that YouTube page. Yes, which as long as you don't want to fall asleep, man, you're going to love this. Also, she's a published author, and on top of everything else, she's generous because if you go to Raleigh.net and click on the link that I've got right in the first blog, she will give you angelic attendance, what really happens as we transition from this life into the next. Yeah, which is a fascinating read. I mentioned last night I made the mistake about an hour before the show of starting to read it, and the show started and I was still reading it. Yeah, so it's just terrific. But there's so much to ask Julie. But my first question, Julie, I have to ask this because I've been wondering ever since I read it in your bio, what on earth made you develop a surgical device?
Gosh, well, first of all, thanks for having me on. What a delight to be with you this evening.
Well, thank you.
And all your listeners. I was in the medical device industry, hospital supply industry, right out of college, Raleigh, and I had some situations where people would come to me and they'd say, "This is really a pain when this happens in the operating room. Do you think you can help us figure out a way to fix this?" And I came up with some product ideas, and that's how it all started. I started my first company around the age of about 25.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, what impresses me is not that you had the ability to come up with the invention, but that you survived the FDA.
Exactly. And the clinical studies that I needed to do to get it approved by the FDA. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So when I read that, I said, man, this is fortuitousness. But also, unlike most people who bill themselves as intuitives of any stripe, where they started out saying, oh, ever since birth, you know, since the cradle, you actually were a full-fledged adult and you learned this.
That's right. I like to say I'm not a psychic who had dead people chasing her since childhood, or if I did, I didn't know about it, let alone what I would have done with that information. But no, you're right. I studied a very specific curriculum for about 6 years to learn how to do all this woo-woo stuff that I do.
It's fascinating, and I'm sure the folks back home in Columbus, Ohio, didn't know what to make of it initially.
Well, I was living in Nashville at the time, and people, friends and family kept saying, why are you doing this? I said, I don't know. It's just interesting. And they'd say, well, what are you going to do with it? I said, I don't know. This was 30 years ago when I started down this path.
Yeah, and Nashville then and now has never been known as a hotbed of medical accomplishments. So let's just say enlightened, not even going to get there. So it's odd, but thank God you did, and you prove it every day. Not only that, your energy is astounding because earlier today you did your own radio show.
That's right. And early this morning, about 6 o'clock my time, I was doing another interview.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's been a busy day.
Oh, man. Well, if you can teach us the secret of not sleeping, I think we'd all like to learn. But I've got so many people, so unusually I wind up having everybody hanging on to last minute. And with that in mind, I have a couple lines open right now. Don't wait till the end of the hour, because if you do, you will not be pleased, I guarantee you. And we'll kick it off with a first-time caller, and that's Christina. And Christina is in Moline, Illinois. So, Christina, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
So I assume,
Christine, that
Julie is the star attraction here, so I'll let you have it.
Yes. I'm calling in to see what she can do to help me.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
Oh, well, are you, I guess I'm have an issue with my hip. If you're able to tell me what you feel, is that something you're able to do? What's going on with
your
hip?
Yes, as I was telling Raleigh, I'm a buffet of psychicness. So I do medical stuff and talk to deceased loved ones and pets and do past life stuff. And I can tell how close to death somebody is. You know, it's just a whole plethora of skills once we connect with spirit. What's going on with your hip? Are you having pain? Can you tell me a little bit about what your symptoms are? And then I'll explain. I'll get you on my radar and I'll explain what's going on from my viewpoint.
I have had a hip replacement and probably about 4 years ago. And I'm able to do a lot with it. Move, get down, get up. But they're saying I have maybe bursitis in it, possibly a tear. Just not sure how far I should proceed with other procedures or if you can sense anything that you see about the hip, so I can get out of the pain I'm in and move on with life.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry you're in pain. Well, how this works, Christina, as I raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, I've closed my eyes. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. So I watch a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, and it hooks into you up in the Chicago area. And so I have a hologram of you in my mind's eye. It's as if I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. So I've shot energy into you, and it's gone to the left hip first. So is that the one that you had the surgery in? Sometimes it goes to the opposite side, so we're going to reinforce the side doing the heavy lifting first. The energy went to the left side.
The left hip. The left hip is what I had the surgery in, where the pain is, the bursitis.
Yeah. So I'm in there, and it looks like it's, I don't know if you've ever been to a chiropractor, but I'm watching an energetic chiropractic adjustment to get you back in alignment. It looks like it's out of alignment. So I just watched that happen. The joint looks okay to me. I am seeing some scar tissue around where your implant is, Christine. And scar tissue, my analogies are really hilarious a lot of the time, Christine, but it's just so you can have an image in your mind. If you can envision what I'm seeing in my mind's eye, it's going to help integrate the healing into your body. So scar tissue looks to me like fake spider web material. The kind you see at Halloween that comes out of a bag and you can stretch it out and put it on bushes and stuff. So what I'm doing is I'm cutting that out, which is going to give you more movement in that area. I can see that it looks inflamed. So inflammation looks like red fog on body parts to me. And I'm using anti-inflammatory energy to get that calmed down, which is kind of a royal blue color. Think of the color that you'd see in a refreezable ice pack. So that's applied to get the inflammation down. I'm not seeing any tears.
Good.
Right now. Well, I had an MRI. I had an MRI, and they said they saw a small one.
Yeah, I don't see one at the moment.
Oh,
but what I'm watching is I'm watching stem cell energy get put in there around the joint, which if there is a tear, it's minuscule and it's going to correct it energetically. Stem cell energy looks like a light amber colored gel. And then there's a vortex.
Stem cell versus a cortisone shot?
Yeah, stem cell energy just really fixes it. It'll redo any body part we need. I've seen it redo whole organs before that show up on subsequent scans, and it freaks out the doctors, and they're calling me saying, "What are you doing? And how does this stuff work?"
Can you recommend a place for me to go in Illinois or Iowa for stem cell?
I don't know of any that off the top of my head. I'm sorry. I know of one in Austin, and it's called Austin Spine, and there's a doctor down there named Marcella Madera, who's a neurosurgeon who really doesn't do surgery very much anymore because she can heal her patients way better by using stem cell therapies.
Amazing.
But Christine, one of the things Julie's able to do psychically is work with your body and with stem cells. So you may get relief without going to anybody.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I listen to you as much as I can. And when, this would be wonderful.
All right. Well, Christine,
thank you.
Let us know. And thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha. So 888-876-5593, Julie Ryan, and askjulieryan.com. Easy to remember, although it's on Raleigh.net as well, along with all the other links. And again, Julie, if you say that you wanted it and you heard it on the Raleigh James Show, we'll get you a copy of Angelic Attendance, What Really Happens as We Transition from This Life into the Next, digital and audio. And it is just a terrific read. So we'll pick it up with James. We got John. Johnny D, oh my, and Adele, and there's room for you too on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So Julie yesterday said we were talking about obscure R&B oldies. She said, well, name me some of your favorite records. The first thing I said was Bertha Tillman, Oh My Angel. So I figured we'd play it because I figured that Julie'd never heard it. But now you have, Julie.
So, it's lovely.
Yeah.
I understand why you like it.
Yeah. So here we are. And by the way, I almost can't form words to tell you how interested I am in all that you have on your websites and the concept of the 12 phases of transition. And I'd love to just hog you for hours, but I promised we'd do more of this stuff, and boy, they're lining up for you. So with that in mind, let's check out James in Oregon. Welcome to WGN Radio, James.
Hey, good evening. Good evening. I told you last night I was a little afraid to call in, but I'm glad I did.
Good.
I gather from the other call you're wanting to know what my conditions might be and what you can do or to maybe correct them, is that correct?
Just if you have a question for me, James, that would be great. Nice to talk with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Raleigh kind of knows this since I've been calling in. I'm a big believer in the stem cell therapy. Mm-hmm. I met a man that told me he was blind for 8 years, and he had his vision restored using the stem cells. So I've been looking into that because I have lost my vision about 6 years ago. And is that something that you think can be corrected, or however you look at it. And the other part is I'm also on dialysis because kidney failure. And my question is, well, why can't the stem cells correct your kidneys if they can correct the other stuff? And I know and I believe in the stem cell therapy because just the simple fact that they've been using it in joints and for years and correcting issues with that. So I'll listen to you from there.
You're right. The stem cell therapy has been used for a lot of years, primarily abroad. The FDA hasn't really approved much of it for use in this country yet, James. And so that's why you'll hear about big sports stars going to Germany or perhaps Panama or Costa Rica or places like that, because those clinics are there and they do remarkable things. I know a guy who had a torn Achilles, and the doctors here in America told him it would be an 8-month recovery. And he went to Costa Rica, and it was good as new in 2 weeks with no surgery. So, the capabilities are just fantastic. And everything can be healed in the body. The body really has a tremendous capacity to heal. So would you prefer that I work on your eyes or on your kidneys this evening?
How about my eyes? Because that's been my biggest thing. I went to ophthalmologist because I heard about this man and I don't know if I should mention his name or not, but he's in Nashville area, and I met him. He came there, and the doctors seemed to say it's all a fraud and so forth, and I just don't believe it.
All right, I'm going to have you and your eyes hang on there, James, and I'm going to have you hang on, Julie. And, of course, as I mentioned, it's AskJulieRyan.com. And if you go to Raleigh.net, you'll see all the other links. I'm Raleigh James at WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, is the Sapphires. Who Do You Love? 1964 on Swan, and hard to believe it's a hit, and I love it. Hit number 9 on the R&B charts, got to number 25 on the pop charts, and we're talking to Julie Ryan, and in fact, as we're going down who we're going to talk to, and we'll get back to James and his eyes in a moment, I see Johnny D is up, and I said to John, well, make sure that Johnny D actually has a medical problem, and he does. But at first he said, no, I want to talk about Ohio State losing to Michigan, and then John came in and said, maybe Julie can heal the whole team. All right. Well, I think probably, Julie, that's above your pay grade, but I wouldn't be surprised if you had organizations that put you on staff.
Oh, heavens. Yeah, that was a tragedy because I'm a graduate of the Ohio State University. That was just tragic on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, apparently Johnny hadn't get over it, and we'll get to his shoulder here in a moment, but we've got James in his eyes. So, all right, you've had time to think about him. What do you think?
Actually, James, I was zapping on you during the break, and what I did was I went in behind your eyes. Are you completely blind in both eyes?
Oh, well, I know sometimes I can see a little bit, but yeah, I mean, as far as the doctors say, I'm totally blind, but I see light, and so
yeah, that's what I was seeing. That's what I was asking. Because when I went, most of the work was done on your right eye. Your right eye seemed to be able to see more light and dark a little bit better than your left eye. So here's what happened. This is, hang with me on these visuals, but incision them so they'll help integrate the healing into your body. Imagine I got the eyeball and I scooped out like the front half of your eye, and then there was a mold. Think of a template that the stem cell energy went into, and then there was a little vortex that was spinning out in front of your eyeball on the right eye. And then I did the left eye as well, but more of that eye needed to be replaced. Looks like that eye is more damaged, I guess, than the right eye. And then there's always a vortex that spins when stem cell energy is being used. And again, we use it on any body part that we need. And the centrifugal force is what transforms the stem cell energy into new body parts, James. And if you think about going back to your sixth grade science lessons, we all learned that every cell has a nucleus. Every nucleus is surrounded by cytoplasm. Cytoplasm is like a watery gel, like I see get used. And our bodies have a centrifugal force in them that causes the cells to divide and replicate to the tune of billions of them a day. So I believe what I'm watching is in warp speed what our bodies do on their own. In the meantime, during the break, while that was all happening, I roto-rooted your vascular system coming into your eyes. Looks to me like you've got a blood flow issue coming into your eyes, and that's what's causing your blindness. So imagine the blood vessels have a corkscrew in them, really tiny one that's spinning really fast, James, and it morselates any of the debris that's in there, any of the buildup. So it's like I roto-rooted your vascular system coming into your eyes. And especially the right one lit up a lot once we got that cleared out. Again, I used stem cell energy to go in there and to rebuild that vascular tissue. I believe your right eye is going to come back online first, based on what I'm seeing.
Wow. Wow. Now, about how long, Julie, from the time that you do something like this, about how long is there an average of it takes to see any improvement?
Well, it just depends on everybody is different, Raleigh. The way this works is the healing happens on the energetic level, and then it integrates into the body. And that can happen instantly. It can be days, weeks, months. It may need some kind of complementary care like therapy or surgery or medication or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's always the spirit's prerogative, the person's spirit's prerogative to utilize the healing in a way that's going to best facilitate whatever it is their spirit's exploring in this lifetime. And you're exploring losing your vision and then healing from it, James. So,
yes.
And if you think about it, too, nobody heals anybody else. We all heal ourselves. No doctor, no medical provider, no healer heals anybody else. If you have a surgery, at the end of the procedure, the surgeon's going to close your incision with sutures and staples. Your surgeon doesn't make your skin grow back. You make your own skin grow back. And everybody around you, medical providers and healers, we're helping you facilitate you're healing yourself. The body has a tremendous capacity to heal.
Okay.
Well, all right, James.
I appreciate everything you've done today, and I appreciate Raleigh bringing you on.
Well, James, keep us posted. I want to know how you're doing.
I will. As soon as I get my radio thing hooked up, I can listen to you on a daily basis again.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You know, Julie, very interesting what you say, because I always wondered about this, too. I assume that the healings require the individual who's being healed, that their spirit and their soul journey and all that want to accept this and want to change that, because if the trajectory is such that they don't, no healing's going to work by anybody.
Well, exactly. And I tell people, too, Raleigh, that sometimes the healing is death, you know, in some people. And you can just see the light bulbs in their heads go off. Not for either of these callers this evening so far, but there are times when the person, you alluded to my 12 phases of transition that I talk about in my book, and when somebody's dying, there's a configuration of angels and deceased loved ones that surround them, and I can talk to the dying person's spirit, and I always ask, are you ready to go? Are you in pain? What do you need? Yeah. And I can do that telepathically. And sometimes they'll say, yeah, I'm ready to go. Absolutely.
That's true. And I have had numerous friends, some of which, will steadfastly say, I don't have to worry. Jesus is going to heal me. And I said, you're 100% right, but it might not be on this side. And, sometimes that's met with a bit of resistance to say the least. But I think if more people were aware of the 12 stages of transition and also what's waiting for them, that there wouldn't be this overriding fear of death that we have in the Western world.
Oh, people are so afraid when they're dying if they're going to fly or they're going to fry. Absolutely. Everybody goes to heaven. That movie, yeah. All Dogs Go to Heaven, yeah. All people go to heaven, too.
Yeah. So, all right, Johnny D. of football fame, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, hello, Julie, and thanks for taking my call, Raleigh. I have to say this, though, firstly, Julie. I was looking at Raleigh's website earlier today, and I accidentally clicked on your LinkedIn link, and then I seen that you were an alumni of The Ohio State University, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
then,
sir.
Yeah. So then I'm thinking, well, I could call her by my shoulder, but I also wanted to find out of what you thought of the beatdown from that team up north.
Oh,
well, her call screener, her husband, John, scolded me and said, don't ask that question.
Yeah.
How about that game, Julie? I mean, wasn't it deflating to our egos and everything?
Oh, let me tell you. Are you a Buckeye fan, Johnny?
Absolutely. I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, and lived in Ohio all my life. I'm 70.
Well, it was just tragic. I can't even put it into words, but, Johnny, I got one for you. I live in Birmingham, Alabama, so I'm a Roll Tide fan, too. And when
I'm sick of Alabama. I'm sick of that team. They win all the time. I don't know how many championships they won. But anyhow, let's get off that because, Raleigh, she always likes, I don't know, throws me a curveball, says, well, I can't say this or do that. But anyhow, on my shoulder, I had been seeing an orthopedic surgeon. They did an MRI, and I've had this going on now for about 5-6 years. I don't have a tear in the rotator cuff. I have some kind of ligament or something that was supposed to wrap around like a bone in your shoulder, and mine snapped, right?
Oh, God. Oh,
geez.
But it's painful sometimes, but all I want to be able to do is teach my grandsons a few things about baseball, football, things like that. Be able to throw a ball or swing a club, And I have some pain sometimes, but he wants to replace my whole shoulder, Now, my wife pointed out to me some, motivational speaker guy or something, use stem cells, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So could stem cells help me?
Yeah, stem cells are really, they're really the wave of the future, Johnny. Absolutely. I heard a talk a couple of months ago by a guy who's a physician in San Diego, and this was the coolest thing I've seen. They take a laser, and they'll extract stem cells out of somebody's body. They'll centrifuge them and, get all the junk out of them and purify them, and then they put them back in through an IV, and they put a laser, like if you want it to go to the shoulder, and the stem cells line up on the laser line anywhere in the body that they want them to go. It was just remarkable. When I was watching the videos of that.
Well, would my orthopedic surgeon know about these things?
Probably not.
Well, it's just not readily available yet in the U.S. because the FDA hasn't approved it yet. So you're better off looking into clinics that are abroad, as I mentioned earlier, Germany, and Costa Rica and Panama and places like that.
Well, maybe Raleigh could help me get the fare to go there.
Okay. Oh, God.
But, all right, Julie.
All right, now what?
Take up any,
well,
any let's,
no,
time.
We're going to take a little more of your time. What do you see for a shoulder, Julie?
Oh. Well, I've been zapping on you while you've been talking, Johnny, because, you know, I'm a girl. I can multitask. It's a superpower we women have, right, Raleigh?
Yeah. And, you are women here, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
I am woman here, you
are. Oh, wait. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so what I've been watching is stem cell energy. You do have a little tiny tear in your rotator cuff. And so I stitched that up and then applied a little stem cell energy onto that. I can see what they're talking about. You got a bunch of scar tissue in there, too, what I was talking about with our first caller, Christine.
Well,
I cut that out. You injured that shoulder.
Parts of my youth, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see it. So we removed that, too. Sometimes the scar tissue really causes a lot of the discomfort, Johnny, because it restricts your movement. It's kind of like it's tethered.
Yeah, I have trouble lifting my arm like a pie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good luck on the shoulder, and we'll hopefully find some place closer than Germany. Thanks.
We
appreciate
better.
It. Yeah, right.
Okay, thank
right.
you. Thank you, ladies.
Well, thanks, Johnny.
Bye,
all right.
Johnny.
We'll get to Gary. We'll get to Caroline, and I think then we'll get to out of time, but I'm already asking you before the hour's even over if you'll come back, Julie, because I don't want this to be the only time we do this.
Oh, I would love to. Absolutely. My honor.
Oh, good. Well, especially because I do want to hog you because there's so many things I want to ask you as well. But I knew that if folks hadn't heard your show yet, they needed to hear you in action because it's just amazing. And also amazing the feedback you get sometimes it months or years later where people will say, hey, this really worked. Fascinating stuff. AskJulieRyan.com. And all the links are on Raleigh.net, including getting a copy of Angelic Attendance, What Really Happens as We Transition from This Life into the Next. So I will not give out the phone number because I think that'll do it with Gary and Caroline, but we'll do this again soon, and we'll continue it in moments here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We're going to forego the bumper because I've only got a couple minutes left this hour, and I'm talking to Julie Ryan, AskJulieRyan.com, and all the links are at Raleigh.net, and I want to get through Gary and through Caroline, and so I'll ask Julie if I can impose on you. I know the news is going to come up. Will you stay to finish talking to Gary and Caroline?
Sure, absolutely. I'd be delighted to.
I appreciate that. All right, so we're going to start with Gary and Austin. All right, Gary, tell all.
Well, hey, Raleigh and Julie, it's interesting to hear you, and I'll be looking at your website. But I have a medical issue with my hands, and it's like they are almost asleep constantly.
Hmm. Neuropathy, is that what your doctors are calling it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you diabetic, Gary?
No.
Okay. Did you have you had any injuries like car accidents or any concussions or anything like that? No?
No, it just kind of happened one day, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you do work-wise? Do you use your hands a lot?
I do use them a lot. I'm blind, so I have to use them a lot. So, but I don't use them. Well, I use, you know, my technology and stuff.
Okay. You're not like a contractor.
Right, right.
Hammering nails.
Not building a house. No.
No, exactly. I'm not.
Okay. All right. What I'm doing is I'm working on your nerves, your neurological system, and so the neuropathy is when those nerves get damaged. Imagine the nerves look like aquarium tubing, and sometimes aquarium tubing gets gunk in it. That's a medical term, Gary, gunk.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, gunk is that's a good term. I use it a lot.
I'm going to leave it right there. Hang on. Don't go away, Gary. And I know Julie has agreed to stay for a few minutes, and she can look all inside you while we look at the news and more on WGN Radio.
That I'm so lucky to be loved.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Chris Montez. And Time After Time, the original 45 mix. Don't be fooled by those horrible CDs. That's how it sounded originally in 1966 on A&M. Got to number 36 on the pop charts. And on this day in 1956, 56 years ago today, kids were coming home from school, turning on the TV, and Chris Montez was singing that on Where the Action Is. Yeah, right when it was peaking on the charts. Okay, not too big, but number 36 ain't too bad either. His biggest hit, of course, was 62 on Monogram, Let's Dance. Very different, but Herb Alpert took him in the pop standard direction. It worked out for him. All right, so we have enough about that. We have Julie Ryan with us, askjulieryan.com, and all the links are at raleigh.net, and I'm thrilled that Julie's agreed to not only stay for the rest of Gary and Caroline's call, but to join us again because there's so many things I want to ask. But we left Gary and his eyes in Julie's noble hands. So what do you think, Julie?
Well, I worked on his hands first because he's got neuropathy in his hands. So, yeah. Gary, what I did was I roto-rooted the nerves coming from your neck and your spine down into your hands, you know, through your arms and all of that, and used stem cell energy to regenerate those. And then I took a peek at your eyes because I had time to do so. Do you have macular degeneration? Is that what's causing your blindness?
No, I have a retinopathy of prematurity, so that's what caused it.
Okay. All right. Well, so it was a retina thing. So I worked on that as well. So I worked on that as well. And do you have any peripheral vision?
No.
Okay, none at all. All right. Do you see light and dark?
I used to up until the 90s, I used to see some colors and shapes and stuff, but that went away in the mid-90s.
So. Okay. So what I watched during the healing, Gary, was I was watching the first thing that was coming back after the healing, and I used stem cell energy on your eyes, like what I did with the gentleman before you, Johnny. And I saw the peripheral vision, light and dark, coming back, especially in your right eye, starting to respond to the healing. And then we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, I was getting most of the work was being done on your retina.
Yeah.
So that's why I was asking.
You know, my hands were the main thing.
Yeah, his hands, obviously. Yeah. Because at this point in time, when you're losing your hands, that makes it tough. So, Julie, is that going to come back? Will he get feeling back?
Hopefully, yeah. The other thing that I got, Gary, I see things in my mind's eye, but I also get what I call divine downloads. And I get information that comes into my head. And I got for you to avoid sugar and to add more good fats, add more omega-3s, which will help with the neuropathy. Do you eat a lot of sugar or refined things?
Not a lot. I mean, I eat some, but, you know, I eat, you know.
All right.
I have a pretty wide selection of food I like, so, you know.
Well, we're going into the holidays, too. Raleigh, do I have time to give him a really fast hack?
Anything,
for the food?
Anything you want.
Okay. Oh, thanks. That tiara that I've always wanted. Maybe
we can send that to you. Yes.
You can send that to me. But Gary, here's a hack as far as keeping your blood sugar levels low. If you eat, when you're eating something, you want to pay attention to the sequence that you're eating foods in. So you want to eat vegetables first because of the fiber in the vegetables kind of adds a little bit of a netting to the GI tract. And then you want to eat your protein and your fat, because then that coats the netting in the GI tract. And then you want to eat your carbs last.
Yeah, I usually do eat vegetables and things like that first. That's interesting.
Yeah. And what they found in research is that it really slows down the blood sugar levels, the glucose spike, which means that less insulin is released, less inflammation, all of that. But I got very strong if you to avoid sugar and refined foods in the short run and add more omega-3s. So fatty fish, salmon, you know, fish oil, make sure it's purified, the fish oil supplements if you take those and things like that.
Give it a try and let me know, Gary.
Yeah, I will.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the show. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, so we have Caroline, and Caroline is in Rockford. So let's see if we can make some magic on the phones here and talk to Caroline. Welcome to WGN Radio, Caroline.
Hi there. I 2 weeks ago had my heart rotor-rooted.
Ooh.
Got the fifth stent put in my body, and I'd like to know how long I'm going to live.
Oh, well, you know what? Nobody can tell you how long you're going to live because things that have happened in the past, Caroline, are set. Things that are happening right now are set. Things that are happening in the future are fluid. So there are about a bazillion variables that come into and affect an outcome. So
okay.
I'm happy to look at your card if you'd like.
Yes, I would.
Okay. All right. And one other thing, too, Caroline, is that everybody's spirit decides when they go, where they go, how they go, who's with them when they go or not, if they go alone, and what the circumstances are. Regardless of if they die very suddenly, like in a case of a homicide or suicide, or whether they die over a prolonged period of time. Everybody decides, everybody's spirit, and we all go through the 12 phases of transition that I talk about in my book that Raleigh's been alluding to this whole evening. So I'm in your heart. What I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of Roto-Rooter in the night. I've got that going on. So imagine there's a corkscrew and it's going into all of your vascular system. And did you ever see the Pac-Man game, Caroline, back in the 80s?
I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Yeah, these little round guys would eat these little dots.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of reminds me of, is the corkscrews, they bifurcate and trifurcate and quadruplicate. I don't even know if that's a word, but it turns into a whole bunch of them, and they're all spinning very fast and morselating any kind of debris that's in your vascular system to get that going. So inflammation, Caroline, comes from the gut. So if you go to my website, AskJulieRyan.com, Caroline, and anybody listening that wants this, go to AskJulieRyan.com, go on the Ask Julie button and click on that and say, hey, I heard you on the show, and I would like a link to the gut biome test. There's a test that will tell us what the ecosystem is in your gut. And since food is the best medicine, it's going to tell you, here are your superfoods, incorporate these into your diet, here are the foods for you to avoid, some of which are healthy, they're just not healthy for you right now, and here's everything else, eat this a lot, eat this a little, and we'll send you a link, and it's got a little bit of a discount on it as well. It's a fancy word for a poop test. You do it at home, you don't need a doctor's orders to do it, and it's around $100, but I think that will be really helpful for you because food is the best medicine.
Good. All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. And I hope everybody will go to AskJulieRyan.com, and I've got the link on Raleigh.net, the form to fill out, and you'll send them free, which is amazing. Angelic attendance, what really happens as we transition from this life into the next. And it's a terrific read, and not only about that, but about you as well, and the 12 phases of transition. So thank you for writing it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for reading it.
Oh, absolutely. And I've never had anybody offer something for free for four, so do it. I would strongly advise anybody who's listening to this. I'll get this up as a replay after the show, and it'll be there in perpetuity. And of course, I hope that everybody will use the YouTube link that I've got to listen to your shows. Only don't do that when you're trying to go to sleep, because you won't. But other than that, it's just terrific. And Julie, I can't thank you enough for taking this time.
My honor. Thanks so much for inviting me.
We will do it again as soon as you want.
I'm game, girl.
All right. Good. Good deal. And I know you're on the air earlier tonight, and I'm looking forward when I get off the air to hearing the show.
Well, it'll be up tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and that's tomorrow afternoon. I will be glued to it, and we will talk soon.
Okay.
Okay, thanks
so much, Raleigh.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so AskJulieRyan.com. But again, if you go to Raleigh.net, you'll see all the links, and there are a number of them. And angelic attendance is terrific. I think you're going to like it. And not only is it a download, but there's an audio book, too. And so for those of you who cannot see it, you'll get that as well. And that's really neat. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. If it's in your mind, it'll be on mine. We can talk about whatever you want going on. But there's something that I heard on the news recently, actually not on the news, but on the commercials in between news in a variety of places. I don't think I heard it on WGN, actually, though. I wouldn't be surprised, because a lot of retailers are telling you about these great financing offers, and especially now, no interest. Well, there's different forms of no interest. And if you do not understand deferred interest, which is a fairly common practice, oh, you're going to want to understand what could happen. For most people, it's anything but a freebie. So we'll get to that and anything else on your mind right here on WGN Radio.